any time to begin.
Naughty 2010.
Welcome, everyone. It's 1916, and by God, President Wilson's going to keep us out of all that European hullabaloo. And since we're able to avoid all that death and distraction, this has enabled the greatest American minds to devise a news program unlike any other, one that summarizes the events of 30, 20, and 10 years ago. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's correct. Through the magic of electrodes and transistors, you'll be able to relive the highs and lows of your youth, and maybe even your parents' youth. Life expectancy is barely more than 30 years these days, you know. Let's leap back 30 years to 1886, courtesy of this report filed by KLT's very own Italian stallion Christopher Antista.
Ciao, Brett. Thank you very much. I'm here to tell you about the events of 1886. On April 8th, the first Irish Home Rule Bill was defeated, meaning hopefully those Brits can maintain governmental control over those filthy mics. On May 4th, there was a Chicago labor demonstration, resulted in a riot because dynamite exploded and 7 people died, and someday people might call it the Haymarket Riot. On May 8th, hey, guess what? For you fans of French wine coca, an alcoholic beverage that was removed from store shelves due to a Southern Prohibition, guess what? A new alcohol-free formula has been patented, and I think we can all look forward to Coca-Cola becoming our favorite cocaine-based beverage. Looky Lou, President Grover Cleveland is a bachelor no more. Not only is he the second person in history to be married while a sitting president, he's the only person ever to be married in the actual White House. And lastly, on October 28th, oh, I love this. Hey, guys, it's taken over 10 years of fundraising and building, but we finally have the Statue of Liberty dedicated. This is Christopher Antista signing off with the popular song from 1886, a song I dedicate to my wife, Two Lovely Black Eyes, by Charles Coburn.
Two lovely black eyes, two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise.
Hot dog, what a report. Can you believe we've been sipping the fine suds of Coca-Cola for that many years already? I tell you, that Coke really puts a spring in my step. And let's hand it to Mr. Antipasta for getting through this whole report without starting a fight with someone in the room. A real credit to his people, that Antista. Did you know today, just today, right now, 1916, April the 1st, a duo by the name of William J. Newton and Morris Goldberg patented, get a load of this, folks, a toggling light switch. Yes, with the simplest gesture, you'll be able to flick the lights off and on. No more tugging on that string. Moving on into 20 years ago, that'd be 1896, folks, we got Diana Goodman ready with this look back at those halcyon days of the 19th century.
Hello, listeners. Can you believe it's been 20 years since Utah became the 45th state? I don't know. I feel like that's enough states, don't you? I don't know who should be next. Should it be Oklahoma Territory? Not New Mexico, though. That's just too foreign. Also, 20 years ago, in January, some Austrian fellow discovered X-rays that can look through clothes and into bones, and I fear that the Austro-Hungarians are going to build some sort of super weapon with this. The big news for 1896, of course, was the first modern Olympic Games, the brainchild of Monsieur Coubertin. It was held in Athens. 14 countries participated. And of course, Greece led the medal count, because obviously they're their kinds of games. I don't know who could possibly challenge them for dominance. Can you believe that it's been 20 years and already women are part of the games? Why, in this last set of games, women were allowed to participate in swimming and yachting. In legal news, on May 18th, the Supreme Court decided Plessy versus Ferguson, which decided that it was okay to keep the races separate because they're equal when they're separate. I don't agree with this law, but of course I can't vote, so it doesn't really matter. But I think it's terrible, and I'm sure it'll be overturned within the next 57 years, 11 months, and 29 days. In the presidential election, William McKinley defeated William Jennings Bryan. Oh, what an election that was. There were so many parties. There were the progressives and the gold Democrats and the Republicans and the silver Democrats. It was so complicated. But Mr. Jennings Bryan's speech about being crucified on a cross of gold was very inspiring to all those farmers who voted for him, and then he lost. Of course, it was a big year for music with John Philip Sousa's wonderful Stars and Stripes Forever. Again, I don't know how I feel about this. I think his Liberty Bell March is much more stirring and possibly should become our new national anthem. In popular music, though, everyone was singing A Hot Time in the Old Town. So charming. Anyway, that's 20 years ago in 1896. Bye for now.
When you hear that preacher
Would you look at her go? I tell you, boys, the ladies these days can do anything. Well, except vote. They can't vote at all, which, frankly, vexes me because some dame in Montana wants to get elected to the House of Representatives. Now, boys, I like the fairer sex as much as the next man, but first they get in the office, then they give themselves the right to vote, and I tell you what, next thing they'll do is censor our imported Japanese nudie pictures. Whew, boy, getting all worked up here. Let's check in with modern history buff Harold Henry Gilbert, who's here to tell us all about what went down back in 1906.
Yes, sir, 1906 was off to a pug-ugly start. Good old Frisco got leveled by a huge earthquake, flattening the city by the bay. Why, I bet dollars to donuts there wasn't a 49er left standing, and every Chinaman had to skidoo straight to the next town over. Hopefully it isn't curtains for old lady Frisco. Why, even opera singer Enrico Caruso says he'll never come back, but I say who needs the dingbat? Meanwhile, the old bull moose himself, Teddy Roosevelt, won a corker of a trinket, the Nobel Peace Prize. The big old bear got it for ending the war between Russia and Japan. What a dilly of a deal. Those dingbat czars and emperors won't be bothering us anytime soon. And have you heard of this thing called motion pictures? The kids on the corner call them movies, and they're all the rage. Why, back in 1906, I heard tell of an Australian named Charles Tate made one called The Story of the Kelly Gang. That's a whole hour long. That's quite a Lollapalooza. And let's all give thanks to the RCA Record Company for the Victrola record player debuting in 1906. Every Jaybird in his Philly had to get a hands on one of those, and they were playing such wonderful songs like Keep on the Sunny Side and the unforgettable Bird on Nellie's Hat.
Things galore, but everything that Nellie said the bird had heard before, and as he took her hand and said, oh, ain't it grand, Nellie winked the other eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to startle anyone, but I did some research into the Gilbert name, and I dare say it has a Germanic origin. Do you think KLT's 20th century reporter Henry Gilbert could be bending the knee to the Kaiser when no one's looking? Rest assured, listeners, we'll get to the bottom of this before the next episode of 302010. But now we're going to play you out with some rip-ass dubstep.